Had it been left to the apostles in Jerusalem, the Gentiles would have remained unreached. But praise the Holy God. There were some who knew what Christ was calling the church at large to do. And Luke introduces these fellows in the verses we opened up with. These men who were part of this outer wave of disbursement of the Jerusalem church. In Acts 11 here, verse 19, "Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews." Here it is, on full display, brethren, how deeply ingrained and exclusive the Jewish mindset was. Speaking the word to no one except Jews. Now, I don't know. That's one of my first of many questions I got when I get to glory. I don't know what the apostles were teaching the church there in Jerusalem in that four-year period prior to them being scattered abroad. But it certainly didn't seem that they were teaching that Christ's gospel made Jew and Gentile equal. Didn't seem to be the case. Or that it made them all one in Christ Jesus. At least not at this point in history, it seems. Verse 20, I love 20 because it conveys to us exactly how God most commonly advances His kingdom. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists also, preaching the Lord Jesus. You see that? There were some of them. We're not told who they were. No names. No people of distinguished status here. They didn't carry some specific title or hold some important office. If they did, it certainly wasn't important enough for the Holy Spirit to let us know. We're simply told there were some of them. Small group of no-name believers. No marquee names here. No big stars. Just a bunch of average Joes. But they weren't just average in the eyes of God. In fact, the Holy Spirit finds these guys noteworthy. These are guys that need to be pointed out in the early history of the church. Why? Well, I can see at least two reasons why. Brethren, this is how God has predominantly built and advanced His kingdom. By faithful, average, obedient Christ lovers, simply doing and going about doing what He has commanded them to do. Not people of great standing, but people simply trusting a great God to carry out what He has promised to do. People walking by faith in the promises of God and not by sight. People walking in obedience. People by faith spreading Christ's gospel. And I think this is why the Holy Spirit hides their identity from us. Because it had nothing to do with who they were specifically. It had everything to do with their obedience to and faith in Jesus Christ. They were obeying the Great Commission. And they were doing it breaking the mold that was set before them. Which is the second reason why I believe the Holy Spirit mentions them. What was unique about these guys? Let's read verse 20 and you tell me. Let's read it again. "But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists also, preaching the Lord Jesus." First off, these guys were Jews, but they were not from Jerusalem. They must have been visiting or staying there temporarily when persecution arose. Perhaps they moved there at some point. Moved to Jerusalem at some point. That's not clear. But what is clear, these guys were originally from a different area, a different region. Cyprus is where it still is today, right there in the Mediterranean Sea on the west off the west coast of Lebanon and Syria. Cyrene was off the northern coastline of Africa where Libya is today. Both of these places would have most likely had Greek-speaking Jews in them, because both places were heavily populated by Greeks and Romans. So that's what these men probably were, Greek-speaking Jews. Regardless, these men did not go into Antioch looking for people like themselves. They were not seeking to congregate with their own little comfort zone of Greek-speaking Jews. No, they were on a mission. And that's what made them unique. They were hunting down Hellenists, not other Jews. These men came to Antioch, verse 20 says, and they spoke the word to Hellenists. Now, the Greek word translated Hellenists can be used to represent Greek-speaking Jews. Yes, it can. And it can also be used to represent Gentiles who speak Greek and follow their customs. Obviously, the context here suggests they were Gentiles. Luke is speaking, he's seeking here to distinguish these guys as different from the rest of those who were only speaking to Jews. Now, it was good that they were speaking the word to Jews. That's a blessing, that's good, praise God. But these men from Cyprus and Cyrene, they understood something the others had not yet grasped. They broke the mold of sharing God's word only with Jews. They were looking at the broader picture. And brethren, there is certainly a principle for us here to draw from. Because we have the tendency to be very me-centered, where our scope of life and living gets so preoccupied with me and those people that are directly associated with my world. My husband, my wife, my children, my extended family, my relatives, even my people group, right? And consequently, we can give little regard or no regard for those that are not part of us. And that's not how God calls us to live our Christian lives. Brethren, as Christians, we don't want to give place to that kind of fleshly, carnal mindset that elevates our own people group above others, be it our own family above others or our own ethnicity above others. Human beings by nature have a tendency to congregate with and favor those like them in the flesh. And even though that's what's natural to us, that runs contrary to the purpose of God and His church.
This excerpt was taken from Craig Musselman's full sermon, Christ's Call to the Church, Advance My Kingdom. The sermon focuses on various places in the book of Acts that show how for years the church did not directly reach out to the Gentiles, but only to the Jews. Acts 11:19 says, speaking the word to no one except Jews.